I'm Jonathan Moore.
And I'm Colin Lapp.
And you're listening to
Press Coverage, V2's own American football podcast.
Hello and welcome along to this week's press coverage on V2, the UK's fastest growing American football podcast. Here at Press Coverage, we get the top guests, the guys that you want to hear from, and tonight is certainly no different. As we bring to you a chat with one of the top safeties in the NFL, you could say it's an interview of giant proportions. And to introduce tonight's very special guest, I will welcome, as usual, Colin Lamont. Take it away, Colin.
Oh, thanks, Jonathan. I do appreciate that pun, by the way. It was quite impressive. But as you say, we're joined by a top guest, possibly the greatest guest we've had so far in this show. It's someone who, in my opinion, deserved a Pro Bowl nod last year, but we'll get into that later. But I'm delighted to say that we are joined by New York Giants safety, Stevie Brown. How are you, Stevie?
I'm doing well. How
about yourself? Oh, yeah. We're doing pretty good. Just delighted to have you on the show. So I'll get straight into the question, Stevie. How is the off-season going? Are you feeling good for the season ahead?
Yeah, it's been going well. You know, we just finished up with OTA. It's about to start over mini camp. And everybody's been in there working hard. And, you know, I feel healthy, feel strong, and getting better each day that I'm in there. So it's been a good off-season.
Yeah, and is there a lot of desire to improve? Obviously, the Giants didn't really have the season they wanted last year. So do you think for sort of an added incentive now, do you think there's more desire?
Yeah, definitely. You know, anytime you win the Super Bowl and then you come back and you don't even make it to the playoffs, it hurts a little bit. So, you know, everybody's back in there trying to get back to the Giants tradition, the Giants winning ways. So, you know, everybody's in there not taking anything for granted. And doing everything they can to make sure we're back.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think went wrong for the Giants last season? Do you think, I mean, is there one thing you can put your finger on, or do you think it was just a number of reasons?
You know, it's just a number of things. We didn't always come together whenever we should have at times. You know, a lot of those last-minute games that we normally win, we didn't quite get there this year or last year. So, you know, we're just, you know, going back to the drawing board, going back to the basics, and starting fresh and making sure nothing's overlooked, so we don't have anything go wrong that we don't want to go wrong. Trying to keep everything in our control.
Yeah, one issue that was picked up on perhaps was the fact that the team gave up 13 passing plays of 40 plus yards or more during the season, which was the second most in all of the NFL. Is that something that you've looked at during the off season?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely something that we've talked about between coaches, players, everything like that. You know, a lot of those were just miscommunications. And, you know, so we've been in there working on that to make sure that everybody speaks the same language at all times, from the starters to the third string. So everybody's on the same page, and we're making sure that everybody has no excuse for not knowing what they're doing or gets confused out there on the field.
Yes, so do you think, and even some of those plays, if some people had maybe just been a little bit more vocal, that could have prevented it from happening?
I wouldn't say the communication wasn't there. It was just different forms of communication. Sometimes people use different words to describe different things, and everybody was on the same page, so, you know, it might have been lost in translation.
Yeah, cool. So, looking forward then, what sort of things have the team been working on during the off-season to try and fix the things that went wrong last time round?
You know, I mean, right now we didn't really stop and run like we wanted to last year, so we've been working on that we've been working on that a lot, trying to get that thing down. So whenever you get the run game stopped and then it's third and long, then it's just, you know, we get to let our good defense, then it's Tuck, Kiwi, JPP, and everybody just go after the quarterback. So, you know, right now we're trying to take care of first down.
Yeah, and obviously we're talking about the Giants. They had maybe not the season we were hoping for, but obviously you had a breakout year. So I'm guessing you must have been very happy with your first season as a major contributor to a team.
I mean, you know, anytime your teammates can think of you as accountable and rely on you, it's always a good feeling.
Yeah, and do you? I mean, obviously you had a few seasons around the NFL where you didn't make a huge impact. What changed for you last season?
I just say it's all about opportunity. I got the opportunity to be on the field a lot more this past season. and I have great teammates around me that helped me out a lot out there. So opportunity, and then plus the great play of my teammates really led me to all the success I had.
Yeah, and one of the questions, we have a few questions for you from fans on NFL UK. And one of the questions we have is obviously to do with basically your ball hawking ability. Obviously, you are one of the, I think you tied with someone else in leading the league in interceptions. And what they're wondering is, do you think you can make just as many big plays this season coming?
Of course, obviously, why not? You know, I approach every single week just like I did last week. Get all my keys, get all my tips that I can by watching film study and then go out there and try to put it to use on the field. So I don't see why I can't.
Yeah, and one other question we have from fans. I mean, obviously you picked off some really good quarterbacks, guys like Drew Brees, RG3. But the question we have, if you could pick any quarterback, past, present, any time in the history of the NFL, who is the one guy you would like to intercept?
Man. I mean, I grew up in Indiana, so I got to watch Peyton for all those years, so I think it'd be nice to pick him off.
Yeah, and on the subject of quarterbacks, you obviously play on the other side of the ball, but what's it like to have a guy like Eli Manning, who's clearly one of the best in the business and a guy you can always rely on to make a play? How good is it to have a guy like that on the team?
That's very good. Like, I mean, we know in the defensive room, if we don't let the score get out of control, we always keep it close. We know we got Eli on the other side of the ball that's going to be able to take us down there and get us the W, so it's always good having that security blanket over there.
And as you mentioned about yourself, it was all about opportunity for you last season, and you absolutely took it. It was after Kenny Phillips picked up an injury, and with Phillips now gone and you firmly having that status as the starter, do you feel that there is perhaps more pressure on you to perform this season in terms of it maybe not being so much about showing what you can do, but now showing that you can be consistently capable of playing at the very top?
Yeah, that's all it is. I wouldn't say it's pressure. I'm just trying to improve on all aspects of my game and just show the coaches that I can continue to be the player that I was last year, and show them that I still have the same hunger and same desire to continue to play the game, and show them I have the love for the game and everything like that. So it's not too much pressure. It's just me going out there and doing what I love to do.
And as we've mentioned, you personally had a fantastic season last year. But have there been any aspects of your own game that you've still been working maybe particularly hard to improve on for the new season?
Oh yeah, I've been working on every aspect of it. You know, I after OTAs, I sit there and I take notes, and I'll take notes on what I need to improve on. And you know, I just try to do one new thing every single day that I can improve on until I get better at it. And then, you know, the next day, then I'll try to take something else. So I break down my game as much as I can and try to be my hardest critic and go out there and try to prove every single day.
So even though you had such an incredible season last year, you still feel that you could go to another level?
Definitely feel that way.
Yeah, so obviously you're talking about going to a different level. Obviously Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu, guys like that are discussed about as the top safeties in the game. Maybe not so much now, but up until recently, they were firmly thought of as some of the best of all time. But obviously, as a safety, what guys do you look up to? Who are your idols at the safety position?
I mean, you mentioned Ed Reed. Ed Reed, his playmaking ability. I've always admired watching him. I used to always love watching Brian Dawkins, the passion that he had for the game and the way he played the game. Another one was Steve Atwater back in the day, watching him, you know, like it back. Those are three safeties that I just love to always watch. They're always fun and exciting players to watch.
Yeah, and you mentioned Brian Dawkins. Obviously, he lit up the NFC East, the same division you're playing in. When you look around the landscape of that division, obviously you have guys like RG3 who are sort of taking the league by storm. You have, you know, different really good teams. I mean, the Cowboys, yes, a lot of fans of theirs maybe aren't too happy, but they still are a very good team. And obviously the Eagles are also on the ascendancy. When you look at the landscape of that division, do you think it may be the toughest in football?
Yeah, I think it's up there. You know, the NFC East is one of those divisions where on any given day, any one of the teams teams inside the division can beat anybody, and that's why whenever you always go to the NFC and you look at your NFC schedule, you know, you always want to make sure you take care of your games at home. That's like first and foremost. If you can win at least those three at home and then try to steal at least one or two on the road, you have a good shot of winning the division. You know, no one ever thinks, I mean, you think you can win every single game, but playing in a division like that, you know, it's going to be impossible, nearly impossible to sweep the entire division. So, you know, you got to try to, that's how you look at things. You got to take care of home and then always try to steal at least one or two on the road.
Yeah, and obviously you played against some great quarterbacks last year, but obviously the most unique was RG3. Obviously we're seeing guys like him and Colin Kaepernick take the league by storm. But just how much, when you guys played the Redskins and RG3, how much did the game plan revolve around him?
The game plan always revolves around the quarterback, the first person who touches the ball, and, you know, they always play to their strengths. So, you know, with RG3 being able to run the way he does and throw the way he does, it definitely does take a lot of game planning for him.
Yeah, and do you like that? Do you like bringing your nose up to the football? Although, obviously, you're thought of as a ball hawk, do you enjoy the physical side of the game and the run side of it just as much?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I just love the game of football. Any aspect that I get to play, then I enjoy it. So, yeah, coming downhill, making tackles, or staying back there and making interceptions, either way is fine with me.
Yeah, and I'll have to mention, obviously, the rookie class. The Giants drafted some pretty well-known defensive players, obviously Jonathan Hankins from Ohio State, and obviously you mentioned that you guys want to improve on defending the run. I'm sure Hankins will help with that. You also got DeMontre Moore, who is widely thought of potentially as a top 10 pick right up until about a month before the draft. So how do you feel about adding those two pieces in particular, but the entire draft class?
I like the draft class that we have right now. Everybody's in there working. Everybody works hard. Everybody looks strong, and they look like they're ready to get started. You know, you obviously see more whenever preseason games start and everything like that. How they doing pads? But you know, Moore and Hankins both on the line. They both look good off the ball. They look aggressive, good with their hands, and you know, Moore coming off the outside trying to get to the quarterback. He's looking like he's going to be an impressive pass rusher.
Yeah, and on the subject of the new recruits, is there anyone in particular you think could have a breakout year with the Giants this season, whether that be one of the new recruits or a guy that we've maybe not seen much of yet?
I mean, right now, just playing and everything like that, I can see on offense David Wilson coming into his own. He's been out there running with the ones a lot, and he's looking like he's definitely willing or trying to step up his game this season. And I would say on the defensive side, Prince, you know, Prince has been doing real well during ATAs, knowing all of his calls, making all the checks that he needs to make, and covering all the receivers. He's been playing really well. So as of right now, those two have been standing out to me.
Yeah, we'll look forward to seeing how they do. And back to you, you signed another unrestricted free agent deal with the Giants for the new season. Just how happy in general are you at the Giants, and do you see yourselves a new Giants player for many years to come?
Yeah, I definitely enjoy it here. It's a great organization, owners, GMs, coaches, everybody on the staff, medical equipment, and the players here are all great people. I'm definitely happy with the tender that I signed this year. And I do see myself coming back next year. You know, I'll worry about that contract whenever the time comes. But as for now, I'm happy.
Yeah, and I know you won't want to look too far into the future, but we all know that Super Bowl next year is going to be held right in your own backyard at the MetLife Stadium. Just how special would it be to contest the championship game there and maybe even win the game, the first team to win it in your own stadium?
Yeah, it'd be great. Like you said, it'd be the first team to make it to the Super Bowl in their home stadium and the first team to win the Super Bowl in their home stadium. So, you know, that's definitely the goal. You know, we want to be the first. And it's definitely a goal that everybody on the team has on their mind.
Yeah, and obviously the Super Bowl being in New York or at the MetLife Stadium, it's going to be a big deal. But one of the things that everyone in the UK knows about New York is just how big a market it is. Obviously, we see all the different things happening with the Jets, and it seems, you know, sort of a crazy thing. But with the Giants being in New York, just how crazy are the media over there? Is the market that big?
Yeah, it's a very big media market. You know, I wouldn't say it. I mean, granted, okay, I went to the University of Michigan, so I know what it's like to be in the limelight whenever it comes to playing football in a big market. So it's nothing that I can't handle out here in New York. I mean, it's definitely a big media market, but it doesn't get too out of control as long as you don't try to make headlines. You're not out there doing anything dumb, saying anything dumb. I mean, it's something that you're able to work with, and it works well for you.
Yeah, and you mentioned Michigan there. Obviously, you still have, you know, a big passion for Michigan. How are you feeling about their resurgence, both in terms of the success under Brady Hoke and also in terms of the recruiting? I know they picked up the number two recruit in the nation, Jabril Peppers. So are you feeling good about your old alma mater?
Oh, yeah, I definitely am. I think Coach Hoke's a great guy. He's a great coach. He has a great staff with him. He was just out here about a month or so ago, and I was talking to him, and you know, just definitely a proud alum, definitely proud to see everything that they're doing, and I always knew he was going to be a great coach. Even whenever I was coming out, he was at Ball State at the time, but you know, I wanted to go to Michigan, but even then I knew he was a great coach. He had turned Ball State's program around, turned San Diego State around, and I knew he was going to do the same thing when he got back to Michigan, so I'm very happy with him.
Yeah, and another question I have, it was a fan that submitted this question. Obviously, we're talking about coaching and Brady Hoke. I know you have a long time, obviously, for basically to play out the rest of your career. But when it is all said and done, could you see yourself becoming involved in the coaching side of the game?
I don't know. That's a lot of hours. you know, it would definitely be hard to walk away from football and everything like that. But, you know, that point in my life, hopefully, here, it's not for like 8-9 more years until I even have the option to think, or until I even think about walking away from the game. But you know, if I'm married and have kids around that time, I'll definitely have to talk to them and see if that's the route I want to go.
Yeah, and I just have two last questions for you, both on very different subjects. But the first one is, quite a lot was made about your omission from the Pro Bowl team. Were you disappointed ultimately not to be selected, and is that a target for you this season to make sure you do?
You know, there was a little disappointment, but at the same time, I wasn't too upset about it. You know, I had talked to Cruz about it and everything like that. You know, when Cruz burst onto the scene 2 years ago, Cruz didn't even make the Pro Bowl. So, you know, it's something that happens. But yeah, I'll definitely go out there with the motivation to make it this season.
And my final question, totally unrelated to that one, it's just that we in the UK have two games coming to Wembley Stadium in London this year. Is playing in one of the International Series games something that you personally would like to experience in the future?
Yeah, definitely. It was, you know, unfortunately I've never been over to Europe, but I've always wanted to go, and then to be able to go and to be able to play football at the same time would definitely be a great experience for me, so it's definitely something I would love.
Yeah, well, I think the Giants actually were here in, I think it might have been 2008, and I think they won pretty handily, so hopefully you could have the same experience. But my last question is pretty simple. Come the season's end, by the end of the 2013-14 season, what do you think we will be seeing about the New York Giants and Stevie Brown?
I mean, you know, the goal is you're going to be seeing the Giants tossing up the Lombardi Trophy in MetLife Stadium. And you'll see at least a All-Pro bid next to my name. That's the goals for the season.
That's incredible. Well, look, thanks a lot for joining us. As we both said, it's a pleasure, and we wish you the best for the season, and hopefully we see you on television here in the UK, basically having another great year.
All right, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Stevie. Much appreciated indeed. Thanks for your time.
Thanks.
Okay, so that's just about it for tonight's episode. Once again, a huge thanks to Stevie Brown of the New York Giants. It's great to have a guy, a starter in the NFL, an established player on the show, and as I said there, we really appreciate his time. Just the usual housekeeping to do before we wrap up. You can get us on Twitter, the usual three accounts, at PressCoverageV2, at CLamentSport, and Jonathan J. Moore. And also don't forget to keep checking in at v2journal.com. And if you'd rather listen to us on iTunes, then please go through v2journal.com, click on the link to any podcast episode, really, and I will have put the iTunes link in there for you if you want to do it that way. As you'll now hopefully be expecting, we have several top guests lined up for the coming week, so don't forget to tune back in for those. By now, Colin's probably jetted off to sunnier climate, so enjoy that, Colin. And all that remains to be said tonight is from Colin.
Goodbye.
And two goodbyes from me, one for this week and also one for next week, as I'm unfortunately not going to be around for next week's interview, but you will be in the capable hands of Colin. So please do listen in for that, and I'll be back in 2 weeks, and see you then.